rightmost sample on the microscope table is a detail of a meteorite that fell on Cape York, Greenland, thousands of years ago. This piece is one of the largest known iron meteorites. It was used by the Inuit for centuries for their own tools. There are indications that as early as 3900 BC, Egyptian, Sumerian, and Hittite cultures used this extraterrestrial metal. They called the iron fire from heaven. In Egypt, it was called metal from heaven, and it was considered sacred, coming from where the gods come from. The first iron to be used in China was also of meteorite origin. It is believed that Attila, king of the Huns, also possessed one of these swords of heaven. Of all the riches found in the tomb of Tutankhamun stands an iron dagger, the highest value of all the possessions Pharaoh accompanied on his journey of death. The secret of this dagger is that it was not made with any iron, but with metal from a meteorite, so pure that it has managed to reach our days without suffering the effects of corrosion. All pre-Columbian cultures, Aztecs, Mayans, Incas, etc., drew iron from fallen meteorites in their territories to make knives which were more valuable than gold.